Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 246, episode 4 of Dirty Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Thursday, July 21st, 2022. Anything for the people, Miles.
I mean, it's National Be Someone Day.
Yes.
Is that Melania? Trump?
I feel
that's
like that's
the best. The best day. The best day.
Just vague platitudes, love it.
So what, the way they say is, take 10 seconds to make a difference in a child's life. By,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so I mean, you could do that by like not eating meat or something.
Not
you don't have kids around, you know, like you're like, we're like, I'm not gonna pull up to the elementary school and be like, hey man, you got 10 seconds? Like, so maybe I'll do a more abstract contribution to the future.
Like to the future and yes, ending climate change.
Exactly. And then also
for 10 seconds.
But what's odd though too, on the other side of that, I'm like that meme where the guy's like got two buttons to smash and he's sweating because the other button is either National Be Someone Day and do something to make a difference in a child's life, or National Junk Food Day.
Yes.
In which case,
we're going to talk about some junk food a little bit later on.
Yeah.
Happy National Junk Food Day. Skittles are poison.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe. Probably.
Allegedly.
I mean, they've been made illegal in other countries that pay attention to such things.
Okay.
So, a little tease up top, but first you must know my name is Jack O'Brien, aka Hello from the Lambo side. I must have tried 1,000 times to ask you that question. How are you get to Lambo? When I asked, you never seemed to be home. That is a reference to Miles yesterday asking the question that's on all our minds. How are you get to Lambo? Yeah. Shout out to Lex Loogie for that AKA, for respecting the pipes, knowing that I had it in me. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
All the sharks have come. Those turtles are done. Now I'm Miles and I don't fear tuna. Despite the unidentified DNA, we can eat yoga mats. Come on, Subway, don't fear the tuna. Ooh. Let's go eat fish spread, don't fear the tuna. All those turtles must die, don't fear the tuna. I swear that it's bread.
Okay, so shout out to Fighter of the Night, man. Look, they're catching sharks and turtles. That's why the Subway tuna is hitting all kinds of numbers on those tests. And trash. Yeah.
Because it's part turtle, part shark. And I do like that our response was less about like, oh man, I love turtles. That's so messed up. And more like, ugh, turtles, gross.
God.
What well, else is me. In there?
Like yeah. I said, I mean, culturally, turtles are a delicacy in Japan, you know.
Right.
I didn't eat it much, but it's a little too chewy for me, to be honest.
Mm.
Now I'm kind of wondering what else is in there.
Yeah.
I mean,
seafood surprise.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what Subway's seafood surprise sub. I'm down with that.
It's a fishing boat mash. It's yeah. Just whatever hit the deck after they emptied the trawler.
Yeah. Even things that are inedible, they just yeah. Throw it in there. Fuck it. I mean,
throw it in. Not?
Yeah.
Well, Miles, we yeah. Are thrilled and fortunate to be joined by that voice that y'all just heard, a very funny comedian and activist. She is the host of the great award-winning podcast, Good Muslim, Bad Muslim, the senior fellow on comedy at the Pop Culture Collab. She's written in the New York Times, wrote and performed a piece for some lady named Terry Gross on NPR's Fresh Air. Huh. It's the hilarious and talented Zara Norbach! Zara!
I was raised on the 10-second rule. It's okay if you lick a Skittle.
Oh.
And it's poison. And you're dead now. And your life has ended.
Oh. Okay, we got a vocal battle going.
Damn.
Okay.
That was beautiful.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you a big Skittles fan?
Huge.
Oh, you are?
Skittles represents queerness, represents mm-hmm. diversity, mm-hmm. represents 80s suburban life, represents my non-diet, represents convenience store solidarity snack.
Right. Okay.
Well, the good I have some good news. I don't think it works so quickly that you lick it and immediately die. I think it'll take, you know, at least a decade for the nanoparticles, a word that I just learned while researching and reading up on this story. Nanoparticles, which can travel to parts of your body that other molecules can't reach. And they might be poisonous.
Whatever. I'm out here eating turtles, man.
The problem is, Jack, that when you told me that, I tweeted it and I Instagrammed it. And then I,
right away. I did notice you were busy before we
my
introduced
family
you.
Chat in Iran. So
yeah. Spit out those Skittles.
Look, I know you guys got something going on over there. The Skittles, though.
Don't lick it.
I think Iran might be safe because
that's
I know
how
at least,
they generally feel.
Yeah. Europe, they're
like, he's from America. Now, get that out your mouth.
Do you know how many times my relatives in Iran Instagram DM me, are you guys okay over there?
No, right?
That's fun. Like,
no, we're not.
Like, every day.
Right.
Are you okay?
Valid question. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Zara, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things that we're talking about today. We are talking European heat wave. There was like a hypothetical news report from a few years back where they were like, what if, what like 2050, what it's going to look like if climate change keeps up at this rate? Here's what the weather report is going to look like in 2050. And it's basically what it looks like right now.
We might be ahead of schedule.
We might be ahead of the curve, and one of those things you don't want to be ahead of the curve in. And we will, of course, discuss whether Skittles are poison.
Okay, Skitties.
I see. Save the most important for the end. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. All that, plenty more. But first, Zara, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history?
X-Files scripts, baby.
Okay. What's up? What's going on?
You're just trying to some late bedtime reading, or what are we looking for?
The truth is out there. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay. It started with me trying to write a pilot about magic.
Okay.
And wanting to make it a noir. And now it has become that I only hang out with Scully and Mulder. And I don't read the news. And I stop posting on my Twitter. And it's because I'm just hanging out with Scully and Mulder. And we have a lot of things to do.
And what's reading. Not even watching. Reading?
Well, you see, when you have an obsession, you have to justify it.
Mm-hmm.
Sir.
Okay. Yeah.
And so it's research that I'm doing, heavy research.
Okay.
And it's valid, and it requires me engaging with it in the mornings as well, because I have to read the prose and action lines and just like really up my game as a writer. And that's why it's all that I do.
Wait, so there's something about X-Files scripts that kind of, that you admire, that you see, or like that you're just trying to add to your own repertoire?
The truth is out there.
I mean, you can't keep saying that or else it happens.
And I'm going to find it.
So do you think X-Files, because we talk a lot about how, even though we're not like big Trekkies here, Star Trek's model of the universe is like one that
I at least... Don't even get me started on that. Go ahead.
I at least subscribe to. I think we might be, you know, just... We're being frozen out because we haven't hit a level yet, but there's definitely aliens who know about us and are just like,
Didn't in 2020, weren't they like, oh yeah, and aliens are real. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So yeah, my theory, because they're not trying to kill us as far as we know, the only thing they can be doing is just like waiting for us to hit a certain level. I don't know.
Like I said, we're their reality TV.
Yeah, they're like using us for entertainment. Actually, makes like, a lot of sense. Visiting our oceans.
Backwards. They're killing themselves. The aliens are watching, like, they're doing the thing where they burn the shit that makes the planet die, and they're doing more of it again.
Sir, like, let us step in now, sir. Please, sir.
Yeah, I know.
This shit's going to be hilarious.
They're going to get so hot. They're just watching us sweat.
Yeah, nah, they're not
walking
hot
our
enough
dogs.
Yet. A little bit longer.
Okay, as a person from a destabilized nation, now two of them, the United States and Iran.
Yeah.
There is this sensation that you feel in the thick of destabilization where you are begging for an alien abduction.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Totally.
I've been there for a minute.
That experience is colonization.
Right. Oh, God.
That's colonization. Colonization is us begging for some other country with infrastructure to step in and fix
colonize me, daddy.
Exactly. So I'm like meta fascinated by my own desperation.
Yeah.
Wow. My and God.
Do you feel like that is the urge that is bringing you to the X-Files, or you like, are you just a fan of Mulder and Scully and the will they, won't they of it all?
I'm glad you asked. Let me begin with the 3-hour answer. My husband thinks that it is my relationship to narcissistic hot women that draws me into Mulder's quest.
Your husband also your therapist? That's some like deep analysis that I would not dare to bring into my marriage.
This is a pandemic relationship.
Right.
I feel like you got to level up, folks. If you haven't already become therapists for each other in this, you got to level up.
If you haven't said, I can see how that would echo things from your relationship with your father in a real sentence during the pandemic. Are y'all together?
Right.
I mean,
I understand why that upsets you.
At this point, we just have a deck of cards called Shadow Material Questions. And the X-Files.
Wait, what is
was
what's
in
on
there.
The cards? What's on the cards?
Just pictures of Skittles.
Yeah.
And the like.
this is stuff that takes you to a dark place as a couple.
It takes us to a dark place, but then you come out of it even more enmeshed and even more codependent.
Oh my God, sounds fantastic.
Which is what we're all looking for.
Right.
100%.
All right. Favorite X-Files episode just off the rip.
Oh my God, it's got to be Bad Blood.
Okay.
The vampire spoof one.
Oh.
With the other Wilson brother. Oh no, I forgot his name.
Luke?
Yes.
Damn. That's got to be tough on Luke to this day. He's probably been in more movies than Owen, but he's always going to be the other Wilson brother.
Sure.
All right, I got to check that one out. What is something you think is underrated?
Okay. Maternity leave. We are trying to have a little Zara.
Okay.
Specifically.
Little Z?
Yeah. Couple little Zs.
Okay.
And it has been a journey. Last time I saw y'all, I didn't know that I had had 2 out of 3 miscarriages.
Oh my God. I'm sorry.
That I would then come to have. Thank you. Yeah. That's why I was depressed. I didn't know. Because it just, I just had like the hormone dump.
Right.
And
I
felt horrendous and I didn't know what was wrong with me. And I just thought I had like irregular periods and shit.
Mm.
And I was like, I don't know what my problem is. And I was being so mean to myself. And then I find this out and I'm like, yo.
Right. Mm.
And so it's been this journey trying to figure it out because I also have thyroid disease and that complicates pregnancy. And like my whole life, I thought 40-year-old me could handle everything and pushed everything into the future basket of 40-year-old Zara.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like she'll deal with that. When I was in my 30s, ambivalent about corporate job, 40-year-old Zara's got this. Right. Ambivalent about kids, 40-year-old Zara's got this. Ambivalent about moving to LA, 40-year-old Zara's got
right, right,
like,
right.
Right, like it gets easier. And I realized most of my putting it off was because I never was in a job with real maternity leave that I could like rely on to take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and just like something we take for granted, right? It's just
so
like...
for granted. And when I was coming on, I was like, what's my underrated going to be? Like, how am I going to frame this? You know, and I was like, everybody just have kids as soon as you can. Don't wait. Figure it out later. Don't leave it to 40-year-old self. No.
You're never going to have more downtime than high school, folks. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, you
high
recover.
School summer. Just plan it for a high school summer. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, no, you know what it is? In my 30s, I didn't have any kind of infrastructural support to make those choices.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many factors like that when most people are like, I don't know if I'm going to have kids. Like, wait, I've actually been too poor to have a kid in a way that I think wouldn't make me feel super stressed out about like sustaining another life form. Plus, have you given your energy to like an employer who is like, I will give you the humane things you need? You know, it's like such a balancing act of all those things.
Right. And I think we have to know that we're not entitled to any kind of alien ship abduction hero rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We got to do that mothership rescue at our jobs.
Got to mothership rescue ourselves.
We got to we have to turn the spaces that we're in. We have to turn them around. Folks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I mean, yeah, that's why it's always amazing to see again when people always, the ignorant Americans, like, we're the number one. And you're like, not like we're pretty much at the back of the line for everything. And like when you look at parental leave, it's you're like, oh, that makes sense. We live in like the grossest place, but we just have the cheapest consumer goods.
Oh, right. My God. Some of my family moved to London
because
they can do that. They were like, we're out of here. And they're mixed race, black and Persian.
Okay.
Nice. And like half of it was to settle the question of like private school, public school, charter school, because they wanted the arts for their daughters. They moved to London and it's all included.
Right.
It's all included. Like their expenses, their monthly expenses in the Bay Area were like $4,000 for rent. $5,000 tuition.
Yeah. Yeah.
Insane. How can we? And then battle racism on top of that. Like, come on.
But a flat screen TV. Flat screen TVs are very viable.
Flat screen, you get that.
But
shit
also everywhere. Yeah, you can get that everywhere. It's just like when compared to previous generations, that's the one thing that is better. Consumer electronics.
Someone tweeted something. It's like, I forget who it was. I just had laughed, but they were like, it's wild to me that you can buy a flat screen TV for $300, but for the same amount of money, you will get the shittiest dresser or table.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's so true. Like, the level of craftsmanship, especially with like furniture, because like we use so much like, you know, like fiber board and like not real solid wood and shit like that, just to like have cheap, quick furniture. Different
times. You got to buy from previous generations.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm like. Yeah, when you look for like vintage furniture, you're like, oh, it's not, because I like the looks. Like, look, this shit will fucking go forever.
Right.
Also, I have to say, That's what I call my husband.
Hey,
there you go. Cheap furniture.
Cheap furniture. There it is. Yeah, I was noticing behind you, and we're on Zoom, but behind you, like, you are using your husband as a coat rack. Is that?
Yeah.
Is he just standing completely still? Is that?
Oh, my goodness. Calm down. Just his skin.
Okay. All right. Got it. What is something you think is overrated?
Overrated. My brain just went blank. Oh my God.
I love that.
It just evaporated. Overrated is sunshine.
Sunshine is overrated.
I don't need this much of it.
Wow.
And I wonder if God knows that.
What do you mean? What's it like, you sunshine in the sense of just daylight, of actual contact with your skin outside? What's your beef with the sunlight?
These days when I walk outside and the sun lands on my face mm-hmm. with a smack, you know,
just get punched in the face by a hot, sunny day.
UV.
I mean, I'm brown. I don't burn that easily. I know my Snap filter lightens me up because racism, but
because algorithms. Facts.
When the sun hits down upon my cheek with a rough smack, it burns.
Oh, yeah.
And, I'm not ready for this new era where brown folks are getting sunburned by this shit.
Right.
This is some, like, ozone free direct.
Like, oh, yeah. For real. I remember that was like the shit I thought in the 90s as a kid, because, like, all the white kids put on sunscreen, and I'm like,
right.
I remember my dad was like, don't do that. I'm like, why? He's like, because they ain't got melanin. And I was like, what? And I remember being like an annoying ass kid. I'm like, y'all burning. And then the science was like, no, UV rays fuck up everybody's skin, though. And I'm like, fuck. I was hoping that was like the one thing I could be like, that's karma for fucking slavery. Y'all burn.
Don't do that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Doesn't turn out.
Everyone sunny weather has protection. Like some of the strongest propaganda too. Like there's so many songs that are like comparing thee to a sunny day, or sunshine on my shoulder makes me happy, and I got sunshine on a cloudy day. Like, I think we need to start altering the general aesthetic of like how we feel about the sun versus, I think we all need a little more Drew Barrymore in our life. Like, we need to respect the rainy days a little bit more and just get out there, put our face to the sky and start weeping with joy the way that Drew Barrymore did in a recent video.
We need that Stone Temple Pilots Black Hole Sun vibe. Like, that's more accurate.
I believe that's Soundgarden.
Whoops.
Yeah.
I said Stone Temple Pilots, didn't I?
Get your Yarlers straight.
Yeah.
You know what?
You know, I'm sorry to do that, but...
Black hole.
In this bowl.
Yeah, their voices are pretty different.
No one knows. Oh my God. That album is to fuck me up.
Those faces, man.
Yeah, because their eyes just were like fully black and then like melted. And I'm like... My God.
That's usually what I take when I'm like going to get a haircut or something. I bring a picture of those Black Hole Sun people and I'm like, look, book.
Didn't they have like jagged teeth and shit?
Yeah. And like their eyes, weren't their eyes like real huge?
Sharky. Like and, real like, sharky.
They had that permanent smile.
Oh, yeah. It was like, that was like when that like early computer like image distortion software came out. Like there was like a program called like Morph from the early 90s where it's like, take a picture and like make a guy's eye big.
Whoa.
And that was sort of like what this was, like big mouths, big eyes. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That looks way worse than I remembered it looking. It's like, how did they achieve that back then?
Nightmare fuel.
Mm. Yeah. There's a new movie coming out where it's like The Smile or something like that. And it's just a bunch of people with that face. They like a sickness, an illness spreads where everybody gets a big smile on their face. Looks terrifying.
Oh, whoa, that's Twilight Zone-y.
It's called getting one too many texts from Nancy Pelosi.
Oh my God.
Because you get that same picture of her. She's like, hey, it's Nancy. You're like, fuck. I like how my phone now, because like she's using all kinds of burner numbers. Mm. That my phone was like, I think suggested contact Nancy for this number. I'm like, no, phone, like, fuck off out of here. I don't fucking know Nancy this person. Again. They trying to steal money from me.
We're all Nancy Pelosi fans in here, right? This is a Nancy Pelosi loyalist club.
Dude, we're loyalist stands over here.
My if we just queen. Got behind Nancy, Nancy's
Thank
strong.
You. Then Thank we would you. Be fine. Just vote harder and give yes. her Beehive. More of your money.
$3. I
mean, you know, you're over here. Your wish, your thing is like you want an alien to take you away. I want a text with Nancy's face saying, I have never seen anything like this. I need money, man. Like, it's like, how?
I need money, like, man.
That's what the vibe of every text is. And it completely betrays the urgency that we're actually facing in this country when you get hit up like, Democrats need to win Arizona now.
Right.
And you're too fucking broke to fucking throw down on democracy, fam. So why don't you piss off out of here? Anyway, stop. Text stop to end.
Why does your Nancy Pelosi sounds a lot like my dad?
It's because I feel like they, if you look at them on a continuum, they're just like the Trump ones. Like they're like aggro.
They're Don't really trying to be. I'm in a chat with a couple of centrists.
Okay.
Oh no. How you live as a centrist right now? Right now, I don't even know. But
I
it's wildly entertaining.
A very good friend who's a very centrist and blames a lot of stuff on Bernie Bros and stuff
yes!
like that.
Yes. Oh my God. It's like constant victim blaming for one.
Yes.
Of like, people of color are crying so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean,
like, centrism there's a lot of that.
Is, yeah. Centrism is a toxic luxury that too many people
indulge in. God.
You know what I mean?
They're constantly like, why can't we be more like the Republicans? You know, a fascist front. Like,
and that's from my perspective as someone who has nothing on the line.
Right.
Like, that's why, fool. Like, you reveal yourself because you're like, my worldview is none of this is going to affect me. So I don't really care. But like, y'all are being too loud on that side.
That's what's hilarious about it, too, is in the small ways that it is affecting them, they still don't know what to do. It's like somebody getting stung by bees and just being like, I don't understand.
Let Dan me step Burt's into beeswax this. Company, probably.
Maybe the answer is inside this hive-shaped thing.
Let me step inside.
What if we got bigger bees to fight the bees we don't like? It's like, but then there's just more bees, man. I don't know. Worth trying.
I get it. And like the person I'm talking about, like their rights are definitely on the line in a way that, you know, is even more real for them than it is for me. And so like it's hard to argue with them being like, well, it's, you know, impractical. And like we do need to win these two Senate seats. I don't know what to tell you type shit. But it's like, I don't know, man. It's not working. We have the horses. It's not running.
They're over 572 bills or whatever you want, however you want to count it. Like, anyway, all that to say, shouts to Nancy. I guess I will add her contact.
Anyways, let's get off all this bad, gloomy news and get to some happy news about some sunny weather in Europe. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
And we're back, and there's a European heat wave.
Yeah.
If we were an actual morning zoo show instead of a parody of one, we would be playing that heat wave song or something like that. But we don't have that much energy for
Kyle it. Kyle Mooney, when he was at the Miami Heat's victory parade video that he put on YouTube years ago, and he's like, go Heat! Go Heat! anyway, so that would be the sound drop for that. But it's wild because there's this image on Twitter that was going around, and a few that were showing that, like, so in 2014, there was like a French meteorologist on the news who was like, yo, with the climate change models we're looking at, like, we are looking at undeniably like a hotter future without, you know, as things stand, by doing fuck all, and showed this hypothetical weather forecast from, you know, for August of 2050, where it showed, you know, temperatures going up to like 107 degrees and like well into the triple digits in the south of France. And people were like, oh, sure. Okay. I mean, but that's not now, though. In the UK, there's a similar thing on the news as well, where they showed the effects of global warming and what it would do to the country in this hypothetical year of 2050. And many people have noticed, by putting side by side the map they were using to be like, hey, we got to get our shit together, it very closely matches exactly what this like hypothetical map was, like what the temperatures that are being experienced right now in Europe. So a lot of people are like, oh, that's interesting. I mean, granted, heat waves have been coming, but yeah.
Some of it is like right on, like dead on. They have like London at 40 in the hypothetical map and 40
there it is.
Actual forecast from this week.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, I think it's pretty alarming no matter how you look at it. But I also just want to point out, I honestly think hypothetical weather forecasts are pretty effective, because I've never, like, when I saw that, I was like, that's probably a very easy way to conceptualize. This is how fucking difficult your life's going to be, like, yeah, through vis-a-vis weather, because it's something we check pretty regularly as people.
Yo, they just did that nature documentary, Prehistoric Earth or whatever, where they like put millions and millions, probably like hundreds of millions of dollars into creating basically a David Attenborough nature documentary that was imagine the world when dinosaurs walked the earth. And it's very dope. And like, when you watch it, you're like, man, they used a lot of very gifted people's talents to put this together. This is a good idea that you just came up with, Miles. Like, they need to
creating. I'm just saying, they've been doing this shit a year.
But like, no, I mean, like, even a more vivid one, like, give us a 24-hour news channel that is 10 years in the future and just showing us what the fuck is happening as a result of all of the horrible decisions that we're making right now, because it's not getting through. It's not.
Folks, we need to connect to those calls of action We need to connect to those realizations, real infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
It can't just be that, because like this is my fear with the way that social media algorithms work now and their echo chambering.
Mm-hmm.
I've been echo chambered on my social media ever since last year when I started posting about Israel and Palestine.
Oh, like your reach
heavily
is like,
echo chambered. I have
you here.
5,000 followers. Each time I post about Palestine, it drops to 11.
Mm. Wow.
11 views. And it stays that way until I show a lot of puppy pictures.
Or like misspell the word.
Right.
You're like P-A-L-A-C-E-S-T-E-I-N, Palestine.
But now they go by the images too. They're reading the images. It's not just, yeah. So it's aggressive echo chambering. So like sometimes I wonder with these like amazing studies that come out, amazing articles that come out, amazing things that people say and realizations that folks are having, how fast it dissipates on social media. They irrigate it away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And make it harder to follow through on action.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that tracks. You can certainly, you know, see how like algorithms are definitely like siloing certain kinds of content.
Oh, my God. The word racism is censored on Instagram.
Right.
Right. They have it focused only on people who like respond positively to that word. And most people... It just gives you the whatever, whoever gets a dopamine hit from your thing. Like, that's who it's going to.
Which is, again, I'm sure another interesting twist for the aliens who are watching the reality show Mass of this planet. They're like, dude, they created fucking weird computer programs that make them dumber and keep them away from the solutions that will help them. This show is wild on Earth. I don't know what
it's just out of control. It's just the like very basic logical like endpoint of hypercapitalism. It's just like everything becomes marketing, and we're all carrying around little marketing devices that are, you know, inches away from our faces that take away our free will. Like and replace it with, you know, whatever is going to drive the most consumption.
There's some alien chick on a spaceship somewhere with amphibian hands. It's like, Earth is my vanity watch.
Right.
Meep.
But yeah, I mean, like, just to get back into like this, what is actually happening right in Europe, like there have been many firsts just from this current heat wave. Like the UK's their meteorological service had to issue like a red warning for heat, like a heat advisory for the very first time ever. France shattered over 100 different heat records. In Spain, they're estimating like a potentially up to 500 people or more have died as a result of the extreme heat. And you've probably seen pictures of like wildfires that have broken out in Portugal, Spain, France, or like people in a train who are like stuck because like shit's on fire around them. It's really disconcerting shit.
We've talked before on this show about how, like, even in the United States, when there's a lot of heat deaths, and there's a lot more heat deaths now than there ever have been, and it's only increasing, they don't get media coverage like the way that other natural disasters do. And this one is because it's like out of the ordinary, but it is also very invisible. Like, no bodies are floating down the street. You know, it's like happening behind closed doors, usually to the sorts of people that don't get a lot of media attention naturally.
I mean, we saw the same thing. Like, India and Pakistan had a terrible heat wave in May, and it was like a couple of inches of newspaper articles written about it. But I think because most people are so fucking like in this fear, like they can't break this inertia of fear around like climate anxiety too. That like I feel it's also contributing to a lot of places. Like, even myself, I'm like, when I start seeing grim shit about the climate, I'm like, oh, fuck, please. Like, I know, I fucking know, but there's just other shit happening right now that feels so fucked up. And I feel like that's a really terrible place for many people to be in as well.
See, this is what I mean by these echo chambers. This is like, I follow climate disaster very closely because I'm an enormous fan of secular catastrophe.
Right.
Right.
It's a blast.
It,
yeah.
It brings me a sunsmack smile.
It's metal, man. There's nothing more metal than a secular catastrophe.
See?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have known, actually, like, that there is a problem with people knowing more information about it because it's flooded in my feed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Unintended.
Right. But like, you know, there's also like, you look at the infrastructure though, like the problem is so multi-layered, right? Because like, they're even like the jet streams are changing above Europe, like the flow of like the oceans and things like that, how that is also changing, like where the hotspots are appearing in Europe on top of like the pollution that's driving a lot of it as well. Of the one huge thing I didn't realize, like 5% at most, like around less than 5% of European homes have air conditioning.
That is wild. And that makes me believe that they are going to get this fixed faster than the United States, because holy shit.
Yeah,
well, that's going to cause
very uncomfortable.
That's going to cause more problems, right? If everybody starts doubling down on the grid for AC.
That's like the same thing was mentioned in Texas recently. They're like, they're having grid problems, but the thing is, more heat requires more power generation to keep the ACs on, which means more, you know, coal fired shit going up. They're like, what about that feedback loop too? Like, and then there's a whole other efficiency around like insulation too, because many homes like are designed to like retain heat in the winter than to stay like cool. Like, you know, that's why like houses in LA barely have any insulation in them. You know, they're like, and that's why like they get fucking icy
get
in the winter.
Freezing, you know what I mean? In the winter, man. The coldest winter I ever have was the first winter that I moved out to Los Angeles and lived in Santa Monica and like just packed my beach shit. You know, I was like, right. All right, let's Surf's get ready. Up. And then like, I didn't know how to light the fucking pilot lighter for the heater in my house. And we
call the gas company.
Froze. Yeah.
Right.
I eventually figured it out. But I mean, it was a cold couple months.
Right. And to the energy generation point, like in France, right, they had to dial back nuclear energy output because at one of the plants that they use to generate energy, the rivers that they use to like cool the reactors, the water temperature of the rivers had gone too high because of the heat. God. So it wasn't even there. Like, we can't responsibly even cool our reactors with this water, like because the river's fucking too hot.
Okay, so, that.
Yeah.
No, go ahead, finish the...
No, I'm just saying, like, that's the kind of, like, breath... just shit that just freaks me out. I'm like, the rivers are fucking too hot.
That took the breath out of me. Like, the fact that there could be a situation where the water is too warm for nuclear reactors to cool down, that sounds like a problem, folks.
Yeah. Got to put it in the refrigerator to cool the nuclear reactors, which creates more heat, which, yeah.
Yeah, it's... put some ice packs in it. Like, yeah. What?
Where are the ice packs coming?
Yeah. And, you know, the other issues too are like in like California, places like Arizona and the US, people know like being in high temperatures is just like a thing that they're used to, like we're used to. Right. And you're also kind of taught or made to be more aware of like you actually need to be safe when it's really hot outside.
Right.
In places like in these other places in Europe where they're not used to these kinds of temperatures, they're also less likely to have this like general knowledge too. Obviously, the municipalities and the government is like, hey, you need to know this shit. But a lot of these things end up compounding on each other to make the effects of like these heat waves even worse. And, you know, like heat stress, especially is like the big thing that is really not talked about as much as like the effects that heat have, because at night it's too hot. You're not sleeping well. Your sleep gets all fucked up. That has tremendous health effects as well. So it's a very complex issue, but one at the end, I think a lot of scientists are like, we're really thinking of like if what our models are, because they failed to predict that huge like heat blob that was above the Northwest last summer. And a lot of, I think, climate scientists are like worried that like, I mean, we know we have modeling, but like when shit like this is happening too, that's also added concern.
Dang. Yeah.
That's
there was a X-Files episode,
mm-hmm,
where Scully saved a bad guy, mm-hmm, by telling him what to do when he was hot.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wait.
Just because people don't know.
Right.
Because that's real. And it happened in the X-Files.
Okay. And see, and that's why everything comes full circle.
The X-Files. Okay. Yeah. So, like, The two ways of dealing with this, like the what we just mentioned about 5% of houses, only 5% having AC, like you could either, you know, stop climate change or you can like they're 10 years from now, 90% of the houses will have air conditioning, at which point they're dumping,
you know, gases via, you know, electricity generation. There's also the forest fires thing where it's forest fires dump so much, you know, it used to be a manageable amount and now dump carbon, just so much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And it's only, it's like these, you know, feedback loops are just, you know, speeding up and getting bigger. And I don't know.
But have you heard the good news?
That's the shit that really scares me.
Do you hear the good news?
Taste the rainbow?
You can lick Skittles, eat poison, and die. No, real good news. About the little carbon bits that capture carbon in the atmosphere, and you can, like, bury them in the ground.
Mm.
No. What?
See, this is what happens, folks, when you don't follow climate news. You don't get the good news.
You hear about the rivers being too hot to cool the nuclear reactors?
There's nothing to do about that. That's going to kill us. But for those it doesn't kill, there are that scientists have found from following the patterns of certain kind of cockroach. They found a way to capture carbon in the air, excess carbon in the air, in little pieces of bark that then hold like a certain number of grams of carbon that is like phenomenal. And they're able to bury it in the ground so it doesn't heat up the atmosphere.
They bury it in the ground and it grabs the carbon out of the air?
Yes.
What the heck?
Like not, sorry, not buried in the ground. It's sort of like on the surface.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
It pulls in carbon from the atmosphere.
Then we're fucking saved. Why are we even talking about this?
This is bullshit.
Sorry, listeners. I didn't mean to freak you out with the hot climate river shit. We got bark bits that are going to save us.
Spoiler.
More climate alarmism.
Well, which is wild because there was someone on Twitter did a side-by-side of a clip from Don't Look Up and like a scene where they're like, very terrible things are going to happen to our planet. And then did it a side by side with like GBN, which is like the UK's like shitty version of Fox, where like a person was saying like, you know, they had a meteorologist on saying like, yeah, it's nice now, but next week it could be absolutely terrible. And like one of the anchors like, but, you know, isn't that just alarmism? And, you know, like a lot of people talk about like it gets hot sometimes. And this guy was like, no, not like this at all, ever.
Right.
And they're like, okay. But like, it was wild how uncomfortable the anchor was hearing this person be like, it's going to, like, it might be 20 degrees Celsius today. Next week, it get to 40. That's a fucking problem.
And they're like, whoa.
So
40 is like 100, right? Like 40 and 100 are basically the.
Yeah. It's, I mean, no, it's well over 100. I think it's like 104 or 5 or something like that.
Yeah, right. 32 is 100, no? Or something. I don't know.
40 is 104.
Yeah. So
I'm just saying, this is the one area where I think we're better. 37.778 is 100.
I mean, it hit in Arizona, right? Didn't it? Somewhere in Arizona and in California, didn't it hit like 160 or something outrageous?
I don't think it's ever hit 160. But
like Mumbai was 140. Death Valley. Yeah. What did Death Valley hit?
I think Death Valley has the highest. Or had the record for a long time. Anyways.
Record heat is 134.
134. Oh,
130. What was it?
Damn. 134 degrees Fahrenheit or 57 degrees Celsius for the international gang.
Ooh, that's
and
hot.
You know what? Guess when that was? 1913.
So wow.
Guess what that next round is going to be where they're like, oh, y'all forgot about me, huh? That was in 1913. I've been in the lab.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's warm.
It's also like that the you ended this right up by being like, maybe our mildest summers are behind us. Summer was hot when I was a kid, man. I don't look back and be like, ooh, those were some mild summers. I remember just dragging a skateboard down the street, like just so just demolished by the heat that I couldn't even like ride it.
I saw you.
Yeah. I was just like, ugh. Just dead.
But I feel like, no, that's been like the prevailing sentiment the last year or so. I read that pretty consistently where they're like, just so you know, like what you're experiencing now may be the last time you experience it like this. Like conceptualize that. And that's always stuck with me when they're like, yeah, you think it's hot now, but you might be thinking back and be like, man, I wish it was the summer of 2022.
Mm.
Oh, all my right. God.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk about how Skittles are poison.
Full spaceship.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
And we're back! And you're back with Miles and the dog.
Woo! I don't know.
So Skittles are poison, maybe?
What? No!
You could have one good fucking thing.
A California man is suing Mars, the candy company, not the planet. over Skittles, claiming that it is unfit for human consumption because of a material called titanium dioxide, which is an inert and also insoluble material, typically used as a whitener. You may know its work from sunscreen and ranch dressing.
Wait, ranch?
Yeah, we don't know what color ranch would be without this shit in it. Ranch might just be like, you know, pea green or something.
Yeah, just black.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like the flowy shit from Severance that what's his name keeps seeing.
I can't believe I don't actually know my ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So it isn't necessarily harmful to people, but there has been some added concern over the past several years that while it is approved by the FDA in micro amounts, now food contains nano-sized versions of it because there are other examples of nanoparticles doing more harm to the body because they simply act differently than larger particles. They're smaller than microparticles. So what we don't know exactly is how the difference in size of the titanium dioxide particles could affect people's bodies because it hasn't been tested as much, which in a country where, you know,
people's blood type is ranch.
Right.
Well, and also in a country where like corporations aren't, you know, business bureaus didn't run the entirety of like how things operate. They might do the tests before they might have like waited to see how it operates on us before they put it into food that is in every store around the country. But no, they have just gone ahead and been like, well, so far no one's head has exploded. There's been some studies, but even they seem to conflict one another, so there's uncertainty. But just a couple leading indicators here. First of all, Dunkin' Donuts have removed titanium dioxide from their products. So
no, Duncan, why?
I feel like no one wants to make decisions that are less healthy than the brain trust of Dunkin' Donuts. That feels...
Yeah, I mean, those culottas, they did a number on my body for sure.
By the way, this was the Dunkin' decision was in response to pressure from the advocacy group As You Sow. And there's other work from advocacy groups, like consumer advocacy groups, that I just feel like I have not seen in the mainstream media or in any sort of like mainstream pop culture, a cool person who like works for an advocacy group, you know, and like a movie where like an advocacy group's work is like taken seriously. And, you know, these are the bad guys from movies or like the, right. You know, the people who get made fun of in PCU or something.
Right.
But they are actually out here doing work to protect you from having nanoparticles like at the end points of your toenails or whatever, wherever the fuck they're ending up.
One more instance of whiteness destroying the world.
Yeah.
Literally.
Right. Just straight up.
Come on, folks. What
did we make it more white?
The food whitener killed half the people.
Right.
Huh. How about that?
So this is especially interesting in the case of Skittles because Mars, again, the food company, not the planet, announced in 2016 that they were going to remove their artificial coloring, including titanium dioxide, from their human food products.
Oh.
Which by that, they mean not their pet food products. It's not like a Soylent Green situation. But they set a goal for 5 years in the future, so 2021. So you may notice that we have passed that year. They failed to make that deadline.
Oh, man.
And the other food dyes that they have failed to remove do have observable connections to major problems. Doctors have warned that some dyes have clear links to behavioral problems in children, which the FDA has disputed. But I just, more and more, I start to think that like the FDA is basically a business, like a corporate advocacy group.
I feel like the CDC was like the last one to go down. You know,
right.
Where they're like, yeah, I mean, we know better, but there's, man, the people that are running this thing are telling us to do it another way. So, I mean, how could you think anything else when you look at that?
So while Mars decided to not meet their own goal in the United States, they did remove the chemicals from their European products, where the laws are far stricter. So that, I feel like, should tell you everything you need to know.
Right.
The EU requires labels warning consumers that some dyes may have an adverse effect on activity and attention in children. And so,
but Jack, we don't forgive them for banning Mountain Dew.
What's that?
I said, we don't forgive them for banning Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck?
I shouldn't drink Mountain Dew. It's...
What the fuck? What happened to you, Jack?
Yeah, what is going on?
It's self-destructive behavior. I acknowledge that.
Oh my God, you said it was vitamins the other day to that group of children.
And minerals. It has minerals.
I've never once said that it is good for me.
It has electrolytes.
Okay. I like that you're really clarifying that. Like, of course you okay. I never said that.
I would just
shit.
Like to say, sorry, hold on. My attorney is speaking into my
earwig. Yeah,
so I've never once actually said that Mountain Dew is vitamins or that it gives you superpowers. And if you find audio of me saying that, it's probably manipulated by super producer Justin. He's always trying to put words in my mouth.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Justin into this.
I think that's when usually when I'm like, oh, that you won't let him have it. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's,
we just need to keep track of that.
Yeah, because I'm like, look, they're over the counter cold medicine hits harder over there, and they're also like, look, bro, we get it, some shit, we don't need all the pharmaceutical companies to control most of it, though. You can have this more strong cold medicine, but you're not getting that yellow five.
The EU's aversion to cold beverages, I'm not following them on it, but I am aware of their thoughts on cold beverages, that they think it like makes you sick. And I'm also aware that they're probably right about Mountain Dew.
Added like revenue streams too, because like you go to a market in like Europe, they'll be like, yo, you want the cold one? That's like a couple more if you want the cold one. Otherwise, you can get it in the hot ass back of the store for cheaper. And also we use less energy.
But that's why they have to hold on to it, because they have to save those bottles of cold Mountain Dew for when the rivers get hot.
That's right. Exactly. For when the nuclear towers need cooling. That was actually what Mountain Dew was originally designed for, was to cool nuclear towers.
That's actually what came out the other side of the reactor once they cooled it. They're like, hey, bottle that shit up. It's colder on the other side.
That's why it's so yellow and bright. Yeah.
It has traveled to the upside down and come out the other side, and it tastes great, is bright green. Somehow it's colder.
Bill, your skin is yellow. Oh, no, it's just jaundice from a bunch of other terrible life decisions I made. Don't blame the dew for my yellow complexion.
But yeah, Skittles are banned in Sweden and Norway, like straight up. They didn't even they weren't even appeased by them taking the.
Oh, they're like, you want us to pay for your motherfucking health care and let you eat Skittles? No.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, you have one or the other. If you want to poison yourself, go to the U.S. where they don't give a fuck about you.
And Europe just banned titanium dioxide from food products last month. So it just seems like we might want to keep an eye on titanium dioxide.
So you're saying eat less Skittles?
I might be saying that. I don't know.
On the record? Can we get that on the record?
No, you may not. No, I'm going to play the fifth. To quote Michael Flynn, the fifth.
So it's, so they say things that contain the most titanium dioxide are usually heavily processed items in the categories of candies and sweets, cake decorations, chewing gum, chocolate, milk products, like not chocolate, chocolate, milk products, pastries, salad dressings, and sauces. Damn. Okay, so I'm going to make my own sauces now.
Is that how they get white chocolate?
It's no!
Just pure titanium dioxide.
You're eating titanium dioxide.
Fan. No! Do you know how many times I just lick sunscreen, folks? This is a problem.
All right, I'm going to give you a little piece of good news at the end. The lawsuit notes that other candy brands, including Sour Patch Kids, Swedish Fish, and Nerds, are vibrantly colored like Skittles, yet don't rely on titanium dioxide.
Yeah! Nerds! Hell yeah.
Nerds.
I knew I fucked with nerds. And the nerds.
Nerve ropes, which are held together with pure titanium dioxide. I don't know that to be true.
If you look at like the chemical diagram of titanium dioxide, it's a nerds rope.
No.
Skittles do feel like when I compare Sour Patch Kids and Nerds to Skittles. Like Nerds, you put them in your mouth and you're like, oh yeah, this is just dissolving. Like it's a bunch of sugar that was just held together. Yeah, it's just sugar rocks. Sugar.
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids, you know, it's just gummy candy that has sugar around it. But like Skittles is like, this has to have been man-made in some like lab. this shouldn't exist. Like I get that vibe. Like I've bit a Skittle in half and been like, huh? What? How is this so perfect and so good? Like, I kind of feel the same way about Starburst. They're like so damn good.
I mean,
like they should be illegal.
The vibrant colors of Skittles, I think that's how you have to, isn't like in nature, like poisonous plants sometimes have like the most vibrant colors too.
Uh-huh. They're trying to lure you in.
Yeah, right. But I mean like.
And capitalism was like, yep, that part, we'll take that idea and we will use it to lure you in and poison you to death.
Right. Because when they put out, I remember when Tropical Skittles came out, they're like, yo, you ever seen somebody just color print colors on top of a candy before? Like the colors were so fucking vivid on those. I was like, man, this blue is like giving me a headache just looking at it.
Wait, so is that what they're putting in all those cakes that look like something else? Like it's a shoe, but it's a cake?
Maybe yeah, for that, those guys.
The cake toppings really bummed me out because I love a nice piece of birthday cake.
Well, and now right. cakes are just like next level CIA agents.
Yeah.
They're just, their cakes are like 007.
They're always hiding something. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think at the end of the day, like, part of me, like, when I read this stuff, I'm like, look, I got to be realistic, man. Like, my parents let me eat whatever the fuck in the 80s and 90s. Like, if my whole shit isn't titanium dioxide at this point, I don't know what the fuck is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my nihilistic view on it. It's like, I'm fucked already. Okay.
Yeah.
One time, my sister drank a whole bottle of oil, and then she goes, that wasn't apple juice.
Oh, oil? My. What kind of oil?
Canola oil.
Okay.
She drank the whole thing.
I thought
this is what I'm saying.
At first.
Oh, this word. Is America.
This
we
is America.
We drink the glass.
Yeah.
And then we go, now that wasn't apple juice.
Yeah.
Now that was poison? Correct.
Not even one of the best oils to chug. Yeah. No. And then you have canola burps for the next day.
Wait, I'm sorry. How do you, what was the canola like in the fridge? Is that why? And you're like, oh,
no,
you get it.
My mom had it in a glass ready for a recipe.
Oh, yeah.
And she just
that
went,
makes sense.
Oh, apple juice.
It is apple juice. Yeah.
She drank the whole thing. And then after she drank the whole thing, she goes, that wasn't apple juice.
So many things are the color of apple juice. It's really. You got to watch out there.
See,
folks.
we need JM to write a story on that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, shout out to JM for the Skittles or Poison stories.
Advocacy.
He is writing from the great land of Canada. So he's not, the FDA hasn't gotten to him yet.
Ah.
No.
So
brave not, Canada.
Yes, brave Canada. Well, Zara, it's been such a pleasure as always having you. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Check me out on ZaraComedy.com. Also, I'm teaching a series of workshops online that you can take in comedy writing, in solo performance, and in stand-up and storytelling. Check them out. They're available on my website, ZaraComedy.com. Z-A-H-R-A Comedy.
Z-A-H. Yeah, a bit of an expert on storytelling and performing, I'd say, so...
You like heard it here, folks.
Exactly. You know what's up. That's money well spent.
Come and get me before the Skittles.
The Skittles
brain.
Take hold. We were somewhere on the edge of the desert when the Skittles took hold. What is a tweet or some of the work of social media that you've been enjoying?
Ah, so glad you asked me. This comes from Nate Fernald. N-A-T-E-F-E-R.
Fernald, yeah.
N-A-L-D. Hi, I'm a sound editor for film and TV. It's my job to turn the volume way down when people are talking and then crank it hard when things are exploding and clanging around. I hope you've been enjoying my work. Smiley face.
That's true.
Dude, he has a website where, like, it's all stuff printed on it where it's like, something's too horny. I gotta ask Her Majesty because she's... It's like he puts his energy into some fantastic bits, Nate. Shout out to him.
Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Mad Boosties is another place you can find Jack and I. Or you can find me and Sophia Alexandra on 420 Day Fiance, which is as me being an alien. That's the reality mess I look at for entertainment. But it just happens to be on our Earth. Okay. Let's see, a couple tweets I like. Where is it? Oh, okay, here, this one's from Anthony B.L. Smith, at Anthony B.L. Smith. It's tweeted, Boogity Beppo, free my soul. I want to get lots in my pasta bowl.
And drift away.
Still works. I mean, Boogity Beppo. Oh, man. Perfect.
That was mine as well. That's a classic.
And then another one is the movie Nope is coming out, and I've been so excited by people's, like, just talking about it. Joelle Monique, shout out to Joelle, at Joelle Monique tweeted, buy two tickets to Nope. Because you will definitely want to see it again. An absolute stunner of a movie. I experienced genuine awe. And I'm like,
hell yeah. I'm so excited.
Free my hell.
Hell yeah.
I want to get lost in the movie Nope and drift away.
Booga de Beppo. I had Booga de Beppo and Free My Soul stuck in my head all day yesterday. Let's see. Some tweets I've been enjoying. I'll just do one. Elizabeth Handgun tweeted a story. Europe has the sluttiest men. Two of them tried to get us to come to their hotel, and we told them we had boyfriends, and they said, we can fuck your boyfriends, too. I simply could not make this up. So shout out to European men. Just out here.
Damn, being open-minded, it's a hell of an offer. Yeah.
And willing to fuck anyone.
And generous.
Yes.
Generous.
Yeah. Yes. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song do we think people might enjoy?
Very sing-song in your heart. Let's just go out on a very aggro beat. Something that when you listen, you are going to... I mean, I don't know if you're going to... If you're using a recumbent bike, exercise.
Look, just say
bike,
it, Miles. You're going to shit your pants.
You're going to shit your pants with rage when you hear this, and you're going to put your head through the wall because it's so fucking turned up. This is a track called Devil by ALX Beats, Alex Beats. And it's like... kind of like one of those funk tracks you hear like on a lot of TikTok videos, people like doing drift moves in their car. But this one has like a very aggro tune to it. So if you're looking for something to maybe load up when you work out, and you're one of those people who responds to like kind of heavy shit when you need to get find another gear physically, this is it for you. Start fucking with Devil by Alex Beats.
This is it for you. You understand? That's what I like to say to my enemies before I dispatch them. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for us this morning. We're back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
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 Full spacious.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.